B-Pod Studios.
If there's a man to pray, I said if there is a man to pray, there is a God to answer.
Great bleeping job. Sorry, St. Nick.
There it is.
Way
okay.
to go, Andrew.
It's Foles Faith Line time. It's Bring the Heat.
Now, that's great production by you.
That's it. He's harkening back to my days. How about that?
I'm proud of my man.
It's brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is this our bed, too? Did you loop the ZZ Top bed?
Yeah.
Oh, God bless you.
He did it. It's perfect.
Wow.
It's perfect.
Foles bless me.
And you said the keyword was up.
Up.
As in, up yours, Sean Payton.
Up your giggy.
Yo, by the way, can we get one of our creative people to make me a Sean Payton Whoville? Kind of something to do with Whoville. He's Sean. He belongs in Whoville. Look at him. Look at his
face. We got to get Ricchini on
that. He's got the Whoville face.
Ruggsy's got to do that with the Photoshop. He'll be able to put one together.
Yeah,
absolutely.
He's in like an arrogant SOB.
Yeah.
It's a great coach. I'm
a bastard.
But he's an arrogant. You know, he learns off the lap of Parcells.
Uh-huh.
And so he's a brilliant guy.
Yeah,
but
bully tactics.
Yeah, he's a nasty dude.
Hit the line, 610-771-9751. Let's see what we got today.
We have to beat the Saints. They ran the score up on us. We're Super Bowl champs. They can't do that. Nobody likes us. But we don't care. But we really do. We're the Super Bowl champs. They ran the score up on us. Act like champs.
Kiss my ass.
Act like champs.
I like it, Sags. Kick their ass.
Look, you got to use this underdog thing because you know why? Yeah. It works. So I'm fine with that. And anyway, they disrespect it. If the Eagles feel disrespected because they ran up the score, you want to use that as fuel? Go ahead.
Yes.
I'm all in. Whatever. Jason Kelsey says is religion. Right?
Yes, yes.
He's an outspoken guy. What's that?
Hungry dogs run fast.
Let me tell you something, boys. That dude from Whoville, you know what I'm talking about.
Wow.
The dude that ran the score up on us, I didn't forget. And guess what? Malcolm Jenkins didn't forget. And you know what? He's ready. We ready.
All right.
Wow, that was foreshadowing by you.
I can't believe it. He just
talk
said
about
the dude from Whoville. I love it.
Wow. Ruggsy's got to get on that. We got to see Sean Payton from Whoville.
He's the face. He's got like the flat face, the nose.
The whole thing.
It looks like a mark. It looks like a like Play-Doh.
And like a little bit like a rat. A little bit of a rat look to it.
A little bit. Yeah.
Right?
Like a flat, you know, kind of a Play-Doh face.
Play-Doh. You big fan of the Play-Doh as a kid? Is it you?
Monster just came home with some.
Yeah, I love when it gets on the rug. It's nice.
Or the cloth or the couch fabric.
It's awful. You don't have the plastic on the couch?
No.
That's an old Italian thing.
I know.
You have to clear plastic on the couch so you can save it for eternity.
My grandma
had that. Yeah, my grandma did too.
My mother, and then you would get on the one couch she had it on. And you know what it was?
The living room, right?
Yeah. But my grandma had it on the couch in the parlor. We called the parlor.
Parlor,
which was the parlor. And,
so you hang out with Charlie and Apollo and Charlie and Chicky?
It would. The plastic would crack.
Yeah.
When it would rip. And it would, like, slice you.
Yeah. Cut you.
But nothing better than the summertime. Because, like, summertime, remember taking in, like, a nap or something. Like, and you would be there with the fan. She put the fan on you, the box fan.
Yeah. A box fan. I love that.
And then you would peel off. You have to peel yourself off the plastic.
Yeah, it was like pulling off duct tape off your hairy arm.
You just go peel off.
You know what? The Eagles are not even getting respect from the network. Super Bowl champions going to play the Saints. They think that the Saints are going to wipe the floor with us. They ain't going to happen. Now, St. Nick is going to come through again, baby.
Well, I don't know if it's the network did, because the network put him in the most prime time spot of the weekend. 4:40 on Sunday is the prime spot. So the network didn't. Now they did give the top announcing team the Saturday night game. But I don't think they were going to have the Eagles play in the Saturday night game no matter what. Because they played the last game of last weekend. You don't want to give that team a short week when the other team's coming off a bye.
I agree. I mean, when you look at it, market size and Cowboy interests, I understand it. Mm-hmm. You know. But he's right. I mean, the Eagles are the defending champions.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, don't know where you're calling the line, but Anthony's got it almost right. It's going to be a rematch in 1980. It's going to be in Dallas. And hopefully Nick Foles won't play electric guitar. But I believe the Eagles beat the Saints and the Cowboys beat the Rams.
There it is.
Angry Al. That's a Cowboy fan saying that.
Yeah, that's right. Al and I see it.
Nick would not play the air guitar.
No.
He may play the fiddle when they go down to Georgia.
I can see Nick playing this.
Yeah, I could see him being a blues man.
Yeah.
You know, an old Delta blues guy.
Southern How's
blues.
Everyone doing?
Yeah.
Nah, he's a country guy, right?
Big Muddy Waters guy.
Texas country.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
Big Kenny Chesney guy.
Yeah.
No shirt, no shoes, no... He has like no shirt, no shoes. It's no shirt, no shoes, no dice from Fast Times. But
you
no
are
shirt, no shoes.
You're
radio.
A big country man.
Yeah,
man.
I'm a countryman. Yes.
Wow.
There you go.
First, they brought you Philly Philly. Then the Doinky Doink. On February 3rd, 2019, Nick Foles and the Philadelphia Eagles, in association with the Kansas City Chiefs, will bring you the PD Pete.
PDP.
PDP.
I like the PDP.
Tate. PDP.
Tate. I like Tate as the call.
Yeah, I do too.
As the game, that play needs a name, needs a title.
That is how it shall be referenced going forward.
Tate.
You coined that, the Tate. Now, when they traded for him, you were Tate.
Right.
So it finally came to fruition. Maybe you are like Nostradamus lately with your prognosticator.
Yes.
That's an excellent work out of you.
Thanks, bro.
I was like Nostradamus yesterday when I said I loved Clemson.
Yes.
How about that?
Yes. And they drilled them. By the way, I love that quarterback. I mean, a quarterback is ridiculous. That kid's a true freshman. Doesn't he look like Sunshine?
Sunshine, yep.
Yes, he does.
I mean, that kid, my God, Lawrence is just ridiculous. He throws just bullets.
Uh-huh. He really does.
And I love Tua. Wow. He just got looked unraveled. Mm-hmm. They called him with blitzes. He didn't see. He was throwing before he was looking at the coverage.
Yeah, that's not good. I love that. You know, B-Doc is celebrating today. I saw him tweeting up a storm last night.
Oh, is he?
Oh, yeah. The Pride of Clemson.
Oh, sure.
So he gets into the Hall of Fame, right?
Sure.
The year
that's
after the
right.
Eagles win the Super Bowl and maybe going back.
Dabo.
And his alma mater. Wins another national championship under Dabo. Look at Dabo. I like Dabo.
I do, too. Seems like a good dude.
That's a great college football name, Dabo Sweeney.
Yeah, and you know, he's a great story, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's a real estate guy.
Yeah.
Who turned it back into his passion.
Mikey Miss had him on. We were down to Maxwell's the one year. Yes. He was the coach of the year. Yeah. College coach of the year.
He actually had one of those on a bench. His face.
Really?
Yeah.
The bench back advertising?
Yeah.
guy on Twitter.
He even said, he goes, people used to sit on my face.
Scotty Manziel tweets and he says, at Jason Mert, you remember when you bitched about the underdog mentality earlier in the year and said it was an outdated narrative? Yeah, I do remember that because at the time I felt it was because they were going, I felt like they were manufacturing. Nobody believes in us and all that. But clearly, that's not the case anymore.
We all we need.
That's not the case anymore. Now it is authentic again and not manufactured, the underdog. So now I say embrace it. So I hope that satisfies your need there, Scotty Manziel. What's next?
Kobe Bryant, we don't care you're an Eagles fan, and we don't want you to give Cody Parkey a pat on the back.
What did Kobe come out?
Kobe loves the Eagles.
Yeah,
he put out a tweet saying just sort of supporting Cody Parkey, like, hey, I've been there. I don't get what this guy's problem is.
But Cody is an Eagles fan. Kobe is an Eagles fan.
Yeah, and he said, you know, fly goes fly, but hey, I do feel for my man Cody Parkey. I felt for him, too.
Yeah, I don't so much.
Yeah.
The kicker's got one job to do.
And yeah, look, these kids, I mean, he's, you know, I mean, he's.
Yeah.
Dude, he's 5 foot nothing. I remember him because he used to live in my building.
Yeah.
And he used to have he had a dog that was bigger than him.
Really?
Yeah.
He came down to a couple Flyer games because he had a couple big kicks that his rookie year when he took over for Caleb Sturgis, right?
Yeah.
What's next, Andrew?
Oh, and the Saints lose to St. Nick. Oh, and the Saints lose to St. Nick. I'll be in my living room laughing. Oh, and the Saints lose to St. Nick.
Love it.
When the Saints go marching in.
Is this Louis Armstrong?
When the Saints.
It's good.
Is that Louis?
It's good knowledge by you.
Is it Louis Armstrong knowledge out of you?
Good Louis knowledge.
Oh, when the Saints. Oh, man. I can actually do a little Louis. What a Wonderful World, you know that song? You know,
yeah, it's a classic.
What a wonder. It's a tough one to throat, though. Louis.
Let me hear it.
Well, I need a little bit, a little music accompaniment, if Andrew can pull it up. I'll give you a little bit. I can do that, and I can do Yoda. Some of my better ones. You, not so much.
B-Dog tweeted that currently his high school, college, and pro team all hold their respective championships.
Wow, that's amazing. Really, his high school
team,
too.
From my man Danny, yeah.
Wow.
See trees of green, red ribbons too.
I sing it to their kids all the time.
Red Rivers.
Me and you.
Here you go.
I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Because I can.
That's good.
That was my dad's favorite song.
It's
always
a
special
song.
Place in my heart.
It
is.
It's a beautiful song.
It really is.
It's beautiful. It's a great song. It makes you feel good.
Hits you in the belly.
Beautiful song. You do a good job.
Jay Outerbridge tweets in, and this is to the whole show. Fantastic bed for the segment. He goes, it is beautiful. That was, Andrew, that was some of your best work today. I'll tell you what, take the rest of the week off before you screw it up.
No, I don't want him to. He's doing such a great job.
He's in a groove right now, isn't he?
He's been great.
That's a growth to you.
By the way, I think you and Harry undersold him.
That was just a little
shtick.
But he was a bit of a bubblehead that time. He's matured, the kid.
I find
him. 25 now.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. Maybe
he's prime now.
You're different after you got back from Lithuania.
Yeah, maybe you need to go to the homeland.
I got sent down to the minors.
By the way, it was like a year ago where Tyrone started with Mikey Mess. So that was when Andrew came back to the midday program.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Remember, he was doing the
Tyrone's
program.
Doing a nice job with Michael.
610-632-0975. Let's check in on Tuck real quick. Tuck, you there?
Oh, he's still fighting it. You got to be kidding me. Fly, Eagles, fly on the road.
What I'll take for 200. What is one thing we didn't hear last night, Alex?
Shooting his
car! That's good.
All right, let's put him back on hold. I don't know if he's going to make it to the end of the show.
Jeez. Yeah, I'll give you.
Last segment, we'll check in.
I'll set the line at -170. He rises.
He's awake by the end of the show. So he either hangs up, and he's been on hold for over 2 hours now.
So -170, take back 150.
All right, I'll take that he's going to still be out.
All right, so you get +150.
Yeah. So he actually did call at like the top of the show, and he said, "Hey, I got to get back to work. Sorry, man."
Oh,
and now he's asleep.
Well, I hope he's
long day at work.
I hope he's not going to get canned because he's supposed to be on the job right now, or maybe he finished his work day and called us, and is like in the parking lot, passed out.
He could be one of these jobs where you're allowed to, you could sack out,
take a siesta,
in quiet.
They have like a siesta room.
So when I was at the, I used to work for the airline when I was in college.
Yeah, you were the bagger.
I was a guy on the ramp.
Yeah,
and I would load the baggage, handler, and and you would you'd work flights. So when the flights, like you would prepare for the incoming, and then you would you'd unload all the bags, you'd do all the stuff. And then, you know, you load all the bags, so you would have some downtime in between the flights.
Waiting for your next one.
And then everybody would sack out. Or play
at an airport. You're sacking out as a baggage handler.
As a baggage handler, or
that's noisy.
We create. Oh yeah, in the truck. You'd be in the truck on the ramp with the
head back.
You get used to the, especially the cold. They'd have the tea blasting.
Yeah,
and you, it's. You know, I worked in the morning. I worked at like from 4 to 10.
Okay.
So you'd work 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. So, you know.
So you're definitely tired because you went to bed at 3:30.
Right.
You got up at 10 to 4 right. to get there.
Yeah.
He was a baggage handler.
Baggage handler. And it's the truth. And then you create the games. You play wiffle ball in the black hall, in the back hallway.
Half ball.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. You're pitching nickels and quarters.
Play.
Dice.
Play hockey. Yeah. Right. Through the hockey with his broomsticks.
Yeah. Jeez. What a mess. Lucky those flights got off the ground.
Yeah.
Tim and Dayton's on the Fanatic. What's up, Timmy?
Good afternoon, guys. How we doing?
Timmy.
What's up, bud?
Hey, good to talk to you. I want to talk about something real quick. Isn't it interesting how eerily similar the Chicago game was to kind of Nick Foles' first playoff game, at least the ending? You know, Nick Foles goes down the field and, you know, he puts him up. And then the return puts him, you know, deep down the field, just like the Saints did. And then, you know, then they get in field goal range, except this time they missed. It's just like we've been talking about, this divine intervention, weird stuff that like keeps happening. It keeps pointing out. I also wanted to, I was trying to get a hold of you guys. I don't have social media or anything, but I made my own Nick Foles shrine in the man cave at the house, and I was trying to share with you guys a picture. I didn't know if there was a way I could, you know, get that to you guys or something, but I think that's something all Eagles fans should do, make their own little Nick Foles shrine.
Yeah, the little shrine. I like that, dude. Yeah. Just like the guys did in the locker room prior to the last game, remember? During the week, during practice?
Exactly. I put the Nick Foles book, Believe It, a little candle, watch the game. I put a dart there for him to be throwing some darts. I put a bottle opener to open up a can. I put the Super Bowl magazine there. I think it's something all Eagles fans should get behind. I think it's pretty cool deal. But I wish nothing more than a Dallas Philadelphia NFC Championship game. I mean, that's kind of like all I think in our hearts, and you know, wishing for that to happen. And I think it'll be really, really fantastic if he does. So,
by the way, yeah, Twitter account at 975 middays.
Hear
okay,
that?
I got you. Cool.
Tweet that out to us. All right.
Thanks, Timmy.
The shrine.
All right. See you guys.
Thanks, Tim. Yeah, should we build a Nick Foles shrine here?
No, we got the Trey Thomas shrine.
Yeah, we got the nice canvas of Trey. But should
it's
we
a great
do
a picture, Trey? By the way,
should we do a Nick Foles shrine? Some pictures, put them on the vision board,
dude. It actually would look good behind Mike for television.
Yeah, it would. We can pin it right on the Mikey Mist board that hangs behind you on those chain link.
And you know what you can do, because Mike would love it. And then you have the candles.
Yeah.
The candles burning.
Yeah.
You have a
Mike's
speech
a
bubble.
Candle, man.
Do you have a speech bubble?
How's everyone doing?
Yes.
Yeah, I like that. I like building the shrine right behind Mikey, right for television.
Yeah. We can get like a Nick Foles bobblehead in there and
sure.
Do all kinds of stuff and have a nice shrine in here, and we can burn some incense.
There's that picture that's making the rounds.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. On social media?
You can put that one.
Mike's show's on TV. It's not just on radio. You know? This show's made to be heard,
exactly,
not seen.
Exactly.
We can post that one during this program. 610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show. It's Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez on the Fanatic.
All right. Let me tell you, on Friday, we're going to be hanging out at our friends at Parks Casino and the beautiful new sports book. In fact, right off the street, road exit, off of 95, Parks Casino is Pennsylvania's number one casino, and it's close to everywhere in the Delaware Valley. Today, tomorrow, the Parks Casino Sportsbook is open to the public for testing from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. Sports betting will be officially launched at Parks Casino this Thursday, 2 o'clock, pending PGCB testing and approval. The Parks Casino Sportsbook is a game day destination and sports betting hotspot for NFL, MLB, NBA, college sports, soccer, boxing, MMA, golf, tennis, and more. Amazing viewing experience with HDTV screens everywhere. The Park Sportsbook 16x9-foot screens that could show 28 games can play at the same time, 7 live teller windows, full-service bar, comfortable seating to watch the games, 26 self-service kiosks, and coming very soon, Parks Casino will be offering sports betting at the South Philly Turf Club, sports betting at the Valley Forge Turf Club to open later this year, and permanent sportsbook to open in mid-2019. Lots of fun going on. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
One o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm, Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
Hello?
Shkumbari!
Mike looks nice and dapper today.
He's got
the vest look today.
Very professorial.
Yes. He should be a professor. I know he was a professor, but he should be a professor.
I never could pull off the vest. There's certain clothes that I can't pull off.
Oh, you have to wear a shirt underneath the vest.
Yeah, you know, I wear this collared shirt.
I
was actually in the tunnel last night.
You wearing the no shirt and the vest.
Yeah, no, not me. I was tying my tie last night, and I kept screwing it up when I was tying. It's one of those ties that just won't tie right. And the flyers were in the hallway. Well, I was just standing there tying it, looking in like this reflection. I could see to tie it. And Rad Kagoudis was standing there, and he's like, no, do this. And he's showing me this double Windsor knot, but it made my tie too short. And I can't have the tie that short because I'm a short guy. Like, I can't wear a long jacket, like a trench coat or a three-quarter jacket, because then I look like a stump. Right, you know, because I'm only 5'7".
Right.
I got to be careful what I wear. A vest doesn't look right on me. I can't pull it off.
Okay.
Coach Camille's a vest guy.
He's a vestman?
Yeah, he's a vestman. Right. I can't pull it off. You go vest?
I've done vest, sure.
You're a sweatsuitman.
Well, for this, because we're not on television, I can be a sweatsuit man.
Yeah.
But I used to do back in the day, like late 90s, the vest was a hot thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like you just go out vest and jeans.
Yeah.
I had many vests.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You need a plethora of vests.
I did it several vests and then with the jeans.
Okay.
Back then, I covered a game.
Yeah.
And I would do the jeans and the.
I like the reporter look too, by the way. The reporter look with the jeans, the dress shoes, and a blazer is the reporter look. The beat reporter look.
Well, you can get away with a sports jacket and a pair of jeans.
Yeah. That's the beat reporter's look. It's a little reporter notebook. It cracks me up.
He just demeaned us.
No,
a little reporter notebook.
No, I'm not referring to it's a little notebook, like physically yes. little
yeah,
and long.
No, it is. Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. I used to, that's pretty much.
But it's the jeans, dress shoes, and a sport coat.
Yes.
That all those guys wear.
Yes.
Sam Dinellon's a vest man. He goes to jeans, nice shoes, and a vest, sweater vest.
Back in the day, that was... not so much now, but
Sam's still rocking it. Yeah. 610-632-0975.
As a casual, I was business casual, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go to Ray in Levittown. How you doing, Ray?
Hello.
Yo, Ray.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
How you doing, buddy?
Wonderful. Listen, I was just, you like to play the either or game, and this is only because we already have one, but I was thinking, you know what? If the football gods came to me and said you could beat Dallas in a championship game this year, and then we'll see what happens in the Super Bowl. Or you can have the next two Super Bowls. I think I would take the beat in Dallas. I really do.
You know what? Yeah, I mean, that would be...
Oh, my God.
That would be outrageous. Could you imagine if it's Eagles-Dallas, Roman numeral 3, for the right to go to the Super Bowl? Wow! I almost need another week buffer.
it'll cost me 2 weeks.
Just to decompress.
At least.
Yeah.
Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah,
in my
mind,
my life is if you can't work with a hangover, you got no business having a job.
Yes. Yes.
But I guess what? I mean, I hate to look past New Orleans because I don't think it's going to be as easy as some people think. But I do think they can win it.
You know what's weird? I feel the same way. I don't know what it is, Ray. And I'm not, believe me, you know, I'm late to the party. I was late to the party last year. I'm late to the party this year. But I don't know. The way they're playing, and just because, how many times have we seen a team get drilled in the regular season, and it's the reverse happens in the playoffs? I've seen that a million times.
Probably from so many years of getting, you know, always thinking they were going to win or feeling like they were going to win, I think that nerve died. But for some reason, if I feel like they're going to lose, they almost always do. And I'm not feeling that right now. I'm really not.
No, I'm not either. I think they win. I think they're going to win.
This is like a thanks for your call.
This guy is really a saint. I'm starting to believe we all died.
There's a higher power.
No, like that play. We started the show talking about something that was real. Like, he went to the sidelines. This is a story by Tim McManus. And he went to the sidelines. And you remember, they called timeout. It was a big timeout because, you know, it cost them a chance, had they not make it, to call three timeouts. So it was a big deal. They wanted to get the play right, which was the right thing to do. So he goes over to the sidelines. And once again, just like Philly, he says, what do you think if we get one of our guys one-on-one and we move the pocket? So allow one of our guys to beat one of theirs. And that's the basketball quality. Like, that is, you beat your guy one-on-one, I'll get you the ball, right? Yep. Like, that's what that is.
Yep.
And so, because he knows that they're going to blitz, he says, let's move the pocket. Because I've studied this. And darned if he wasn't right again. Fangio blitzes.
Yep.
He moves the pocket. He's got enough time and enough wherewithal to go with the sidearm throw, and he hits Tate for the game-winning touchdown.
Yep. And Doug was asked about this in his press conference yesterday. Here's what he had to say.
Hey, at the end of the day, they're playing the game, not me. I'm over there on the sideline where it's a little more, you know, relaxed. They're the ones out there playing. And so it does come from, you know, learning and watching through my days of playing and being a backup and watching the starter, whoever it was, you know, talking with the coordinator, talking with the position coach on the sideline. As long as what they're saying is right and it's matching up to what we're seeing as coaches, then we can go forward.
Yeah. And kudos to Doug for trusting his players. That's why his players love him.
That's, again, and it goes back to being the general.
Yep.
Being the general is a big deal. Like, you're not micromanaging, but you're leading, and that's what I meant last week when you and I had that little dust up. I meant that he's more of a general than he is one of these
30,000
offensive genius guys that are going. He's a play caller and all that stuff, but his best attribute is not as an X and O play caller; it's as a coach. He has the right thing to say. He does the right thing, and that is listening to his players. Players love him.
Yeah, they do.
They could have quit on him 17 different times this year. Oh. They came back and played for him, and he shows them the respect to go when they have an idea that they, all right, let's go.
Yeah, you don't think that permeates through that locker room? The fact that he, you know, that story, every player in that locker room knows what happened.
That's what makes him a great coach.
Everybody knows what happened at the Super Bowl in Philly, and that's why his players totally have his back. That stuff's real. Those elements are real. Lou in Delaware is on the Fanatic. What's up, Lou?
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's Dr. Lou here.
Dr. Lou, how you been, man?
It's been a long time. A real long time.
Yeah, man, where you been?
I was in England for a bit. And then over to Montana. And now I'm back here in Delaware, in Dover. Hopefully to stay here for the next 4 years and so on. And Jason, it's been about 8 years. I co-hosted a show with you one night when I was stationed in the military here.
Oh, Lou, I remember you, buddy. Yeah, at the other joint. Yeah. You're a great guy. Yeah.
I loved it, too. Well, listen.
I'm glad you're back in the area, by the way.
No, I got to stay here. I mean, it's nice to live other places.
It's where heart is, home here.
But I'm taking a Blues Brothers approach. We're on a mission from God. That's all I can say. The way the ball bounced on the post is we're on a mission from God. I didn't even go to church on Christmas. I'm saying we're on a mission from God. So that helps kind of, you know, relieve the anxiety I feel every time the Eagles play.
Yes. So, yes. You know, yeah, I'm with you, man.
Because we have this anxiety ingrained in us as, I think since we're kids watching these sports teams. When I watch the highlights of the Super Bowl, I still think Gronk's going to catch the pass at the end of the game.
I know.
You know, so I can't watch it.
That's crazy, I know.
I still think somebody's going to pull the carpet out.
The field goal. Dr. Lou, I have the same feel. I'm going, Mike and I are doing this thing on Fan Cred where we watch the fourth quarter together with fans. And so I'm going, I can't watch this field goal. I can't watch it. It's making me nauseous.
It's great. It's just not me. I think it's all of us too. I think Julio Jones is going to still catch the pass if I watch the highlights of the Atlanta game. So,
Lou, here's the good news. You are not in a dream. You are wide awake, unlike Tucker, who's still on hold, by the way. And they're not going to pull it out from under. They're never going to take it from
you. Dead though. Don't forget that.
CPAP. It's great. You guys are the superior team together. I'm so glad that
Lou.
Guys are working together.
I'm glad you're well, buddy.
Dr. Lou, you're the man, brother.
All right, brother. All right. See you, man. There's Lou. Yeah, I hosted a show with him.
I remember.
Way back. We used to auction those off.
Yes.
And I would be the co-host with somebody who would auction it off. It was a lot of fun.
Dr. Lou's a good man. He always loved it.
Always stayed in touch, too.
He's an amazing guy, too, because he's a psychiatrist for the military.
Yeah. Boy,
so he's helping our soldiers.
All right, when we come back, we're going to see if I cashed in on the odds that the man will still be sleeping.
By the end of the show.
Yeah, right in the last segment.
Yeah.
So we'll go right before we go to Mikey Miss, the top of the hour.
You took the plus 150 Fazul.
That he would still be snoozing. Yeah. There you go, Fazul, huh? That's old school you and Stevie, betting the Fazuls.
Now, I think you would be right because he hasn't dropped off.
Exactly.
If he wakes up.
Are you going to update the odds? I took him at plus 150. They might be like plus 110 now, though.
Yeah, not even. Yeah.
Even money now?
Yeah. It's a pick.
610. We'll bet on anything. And if you don't think we're going to bet on this legit during the break, you're wrong. It's 610.
Andrew.
Yeah, we're going to go with a little a sandwich. 610-632-0975. Mikey Miss is coming up at the top of the hour, but I got to tell you about Window Nation, because myself and Window Nation were wishing everybody a happy new year, and there's something to be very happy about in the new year. It's Window Nation's 000 sale. Zero down payment, zero payments, and 0% interest for a full year, all the way up till 2020. And that's not all. Window Nation's 000 sale, it's a triple deal as well. You'll also get $200 off every window, any size, any style, and with a whole house order, Window Nation will pay your heating bill until the new windows are installed. You're going to save hundreds, even thousands of dollars now, and who knows how much more with energy savings and higher home value for many new years to come. So start this year with Window Nation windows for an inviting, warm, cozy, and comfortable home. But the 000 sale, it's going to end soon. So visit WindowNation.com today for the zero down payment, zero payments, and 0% interest for 12 months. On top of that, you're still going to get the $200 off each window with no minimum purchase required. Plus, like I said before, Window Nation is going to pay for your heating bill until those new windows are installed. So you can save today, save tomorrow, and save for new years to come. Just call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Again, 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Wow, what a day. This is a great week. This is what we look forward to every January. The new norm. That's right. That's what it is.
It's a reality, man. The new norm. By the way, we got a pair of tickets. We're in this funnel mind right now of football, football, football. But Temple basketball is underway, and they battle Houston coming up tomorrow night, January 9th, 7 p.m. at the Leah Corps Center. Purchase the all-you-can-eat package, including unlimited hot dogs, pretzels, and popcorn, plus a game ticket for only $22. Call 215-204-TIXX, and the fifth caller right now scores a pair at 215-263-0975. On the contest line, fifth caller, Temple Houston tickets coming up tomorrow night at the Leah Corps Center. Again, the number 215-204-TIXX. Let's go to Justin in Delaware on the Fanatic. How you doing, Justin?
Hey. Hey, it's Justin.
How you doing, Justin?
I was just doing great. I was just calling because I had some thoughts. I was just curious who you want in the NFC title game, because I think those are two profoundly different games. One of them would be more entertaining, but one of them certainly an easier route to the Super Bowl.
I want the Cowboys.
I think on every level
you want the Cowboys.
On every level you want Dallas.
Yeah, double revenge in season.
Why would you want? I think the Rams are the better team.
The Rams are the better team, but it would just be more entertaining to watch. I think the Eagles can handle both. I'm just curious.
No, I think, first of all, from every aspect, you'd rather play Dallas, or they're not as good as the Rams, and you'd rather play Dallas.
No,
right, and you'd rather play Dallas because it's more interesting. It's your rival.
That's fair. I mean, Dallas has no business in the playoffs. The only reason they're in the playoffs is because Carson Wentz was injured and the Redskins were too racist to hire someone that could win them games. But, they have no business in the playoffs.
Holy agenda, really, man.
I mean, that's just common sense. Like, I don't have any kind of agenda or anything like it. I mean, it's just common sense. Like, you know, you don't pick Mr. Butt Fumble over anyone who can play. It's just that's just who the Redskins are. And who the Cowboys are is just awful. Just awful. Okay. Like, they really have no business here.
Yeah. It didn't matter who was playing quarterback for Washington. They were done. But, yeah. I feel you.
Yeah.
I feel you, brother.
I feel
you. All right, got it, buddy.
Thanks,
Justin.
Appreciate the call. I wasn't ready for that. It kind of hit me out of left field. All right. Let's check in now. One final check in, Anthony. We're at even money now. I took the line early, though. Plus 150 that the man would still be snoring and sleeping at the end of the show. Now, he called in around 11:45, Andrew. Was when his call came in. So let's check on Tucker in Austin. Tuck, you there? Tucker.
Oh, no.
Oh, his line didn't hang up, but he must be gone.
He awoken. You lost.
Oh, man.
Or he's actually dead.
There's nothing there, but the line's not dead either, though.
You're right. He could be. He could have be sleep back, God forbid.
Maybe he's sleeping right now because it didn't hang up, but he's not snoring. He reached another...
No.
No?
You can hear. You'll be hearing breathing. You still breathe when you sleep.
Does he? All right, well, I lose that one.
Wow, I thought you were a lock.
Cool hand, Luke. Damn.
I thought you were a lock. And we both felt the same thing, which is he was still on the line. But who thinks that the line was still active?
Andrew,
he was
answer
gone?
Line one. See if that's him calling back. I want to see if it's
a Delaware number.
Oh, it's a Delaware number? We got to hear from Tuck tomorrow. I know people are hitting his Twitter like crazy, but...
Yeah. He has an 808 number.
Okay. Look at you, man.
Oh, he's from Austin.
Correct.
Well, that's good Austin knowledge out of the exchange down in Austin. All right, Mikey Miss is coming up next. It's Tuesday. You know what that means, Ant? Tuesdays with Sal Pal.
Oh, I love Tuesdays with Sal.
Tuesdays, Sal Pal
that's
at 5:15.
Good stuff right there.
Yeah. We will be back tomorrow. And I think tomorrow's the day we start to turn the page to really look at this game. Start to really look. Like, the one caller, I think it was June, and Philly brought it up, about there's one angle of this where you look at it through your heart and your faith. That, yeah, the Eagles can win this game. But then there's the other one, and you've brought it up several times, about I have a feeling. That's both the analytical eye and everything.
Don't we feel it right now? I don't know. We feel it, and we've seen this numerous times, that the team that gets drilled in the regular season somehow comes back to win the playoffs.
Yeah.
Won't be the first time that's happened.
Yeah, so, well, we'll see what happens. Tomorrow we're going to really dig into that and get things, you know, kind of cooking as we prepare for the Saints. And when the Saints come marching in or the Eagles go marching down there, whatever it is. But we'll crank it up again tomorrow. And Mikey Miss is coming up next. And our handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. Doubleheader tonight, too. The Sixers in action tonight. Flyers in action tonight. A lot going on.
What, Flyers are accident?
Yeah, they're at in Washington. They'll be on MMR tonight. And the Sixers right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Take Washington minus -4. Goals.
Mike McKenna, seventh goalie, will suit up tonight and get a start.
Oh, that's going to be ugly.
Yeah. I'll take the Flyers tonight.
No.
Yeah.
Lose for yous.
Stay tuned. Mikey Misses is up next. Have a great day, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.